ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ दत्त आत्मा हि गुणम् न दोषम् न क्रियाफला उदासीनवद् आसीनः परावरधृक् ईश्वरः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord, Atma, the creator of cause and effect, does not accept the happiness and distress that result from fruitive actions. He is completely independent of having to accept a material body. And because he has no material body, he is always neutral. The living entities, being part and parcel of the Lord, possess His qualities in a minute quantity. Therefore, one should not be affected by lamentation. The conditioned soul has friends and enemies. He is affected by the good qualities and the faults of his position. The Supreme Lord, however, is always transcendental because He is the Ishvara, the Supreme Controller. He is not affected by duality. It may therefore be said that He sits in the core of everyone's heart as the neutral witness of the cause of the causes and effects of one's activities, good and bad. We should also understand that Udasina neutral does not mean that He takes no action. Rather, it means that He is not personally affected. For example, a court judge is neutral when two opposing parties appear before him, but he still takes action as the case warrants. To become completely neutral, indifferent to material activities, we should simply seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Neutral Person. Maharaj Chitraketu was advised that remaining neutral in such trying circumstances as the death of one's own son is impossible. Nevertheless, since the Lord knows how to adjust everything, the best course is to depend upon Him and do one's duty in devotional service to the Lord. In all circumstances, one should be undisturbed by duality, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 2.47. Karmani evadikaraste ma phalechu kadachan ma karma phala heturbur mate sangasta karmani. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. One should execute one's devotional duty, and for the results of one's action, one should depend upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. So this title of this chapter is King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the very beginning, every devotee meets the Lord in a very unique way. Beginning from Parikshit Maharaj till in the 12th canto, how uniquely Markandeya Rishi meets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, I remember many years back when I was very young in devotional service, still young, one intellectual, he came to our temple very scholarly and having a nice beard with a spectacle, and he raised one question. He said, what will you do when you actually see God? All your endeavor, all your practice is meant to actually see God. You see Him, He sees you, then what? And I was blank. I became a little fearful. Actually, what will I do when I go there? But then, we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, meeting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the end of spiritual practice. Rather, that is the beginning of the spiritual practice. And by the grace of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you are supposed to do after meeting the Lord has been awarded before meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, when somebody asks Srila Prabhupada, what will you do? What will you gain after chanting Hare Krishna? He said, more chanting. It may sound very monotonous, but the meeting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead for every devotee is a unique experience. One may say, yes, it is a unique experience for a devotee. What about the Lord? When we talk about meeting someone who is very famous, you know, sometimes people go and meet the politicians. The person who is meeting him first time, he has some kind of excitement. I'm going to meet this big man. The person who is meeting you, he may not experience any excitement because he's doing that job every day. There is no excitement. But with Krishna, it is not like that. As much as a devotee is excited to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, similarly Krishna, in fact, because he is unlimited, his excitement to meet a new devotee is much greater than the previous devotee. And then what takes place after meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That is the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here Chitraketu Maharaj, what took him to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It is not very ordinary. Sometime we practice spiritual life for some years and we are very eager, as yesterday Radha Gopinath was explaining very beautifully. We want to barge in and be in the presence of the Lord forcefully. But it is not possible, because even if we meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead barging in, what will you do? Because the response from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unless he is excited to meet us, meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not create happiness to us. Like we read in the Mahabharata, that Krishna met some people to cause despondency, not excitement, to create weakness in their heart, to make them less confidence. Krishna organized the meeting. Now when we see, when we talk about meeting Krishna, that has to create excitement. But the desire of the Lord to meet someone was to cause despondency and lack of confidence. When Krishna met Karna, after meeting the Asat Sabha, all the Kauravas, and giving them good dose, and then Krishna decided to meet Karna, who was very confident of his victory, who was very confident of killing the Pandavas, and especially Arjun. He had all the weapons. But when Krishna met him, after meeting Krishna, he lost all his confidence. So therefore, we see that meeting Krishna is not important. And that was the theme of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Do not try to see Krishna, but serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. And when Krishna wants to see us, then what does he do? It simply enhances our devotional service. We get greater opportunity to render service to Krishna in unlimited ways. Therefore, here Chitraketu Maharaj, as I said, very uniquely, every devotee, Parikshit Maharaj, how he met Krishna? His meeting with Krishna was very unique. We don't read any such story of anybody meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead the way Parikshit Maharaj met. He was already dead. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that he was already dead. And how can he meet someone when you are already dead? There is no question of meeting someone, you are dead. You are dead, you are gone, you take another material body. You are dead in the womb of your mother, and still Krishna decided to give his darshan to Parikshit Maharaj. When Krishna decided to give his darshan to Parikshit Maharaj, even though Parikshit Maharaj was dead, he could see Lord. And he could experience the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And afterwards, the whole life of Parikshit Maharaj was looking for Krishna and engaging in Krishna service. Dhruva Maharaj, another unique way, the meeting of Dhruva Maharaj with the Supreme Personality of Godhead was so unique, he was attached to sitting on the lap of his father, which was not allowed by his stepmother. Small child, you can imagine, 5-year-old child, being hurt by stepmother, he will cry. But if he is given some toffee, he will forget everything. But here, Dhruva Maharaj did not forget. He became very determined, therefore he is called as Dhruva. He came to his mother, Suniti. Suniti means one who could give auspicious instruction. And he said, "Just see how I was dealt by my stepmother." She said, "What can I do? I have no relationship with your father. He is attached to her more than me. Only if you can worship Krishna, then there is a possibility that you can attain the lap of your father." And he said, "Where will I find Krishna?" And she spontaneously, without considering, he said, "In the forest." And the next thing is, Dhruva Maharaj starts walking to the forest. And what a determination. Now he doesn't have preconceived ideas that, okay, everybody has done like this, I should also do like this. When there is an imitation of somebody practicing or some interaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that imitation causes an obstacle in meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead spontaneously. We read in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Haridas Thakur saw that snake charmer chanting the glories of Kaliya, Haridas Thakur was ecstatic. He was not the person who would push himself in the front. But the force of love for the Lord was so great, he just walked in the middle of that snake charming play and he started jumping and dancing with great ecstasy. And the snake charmer was amused and he was watching. That was a unique way of Haridas Thakur feeling the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And seeing Haridas Thakur do that, another Brahmin, he said, "Wow, I should also do like this." And in imitation of Haridas Thakur, he did exactly the same thing. But the result was opposite. The result was he was beaten by the snake charmer. So therefore, we see here Chitraketu Maharaj is going to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But before that, Angira Muni orchestrated so systematically. It was organized, but still it was very natural one. Chitraketu Maharaj desiring for a son, performing all kinds of material endeavor to have a son. Ultimately, Angira Muni came to him. He gave him the son. And Chitraketu Maharaj experienced having the son. And Angira Muni said, "I could have spoken this knowledge to you, but you are not ready. And therefore, I wanted you to experience the pain and pleasure of having a son. And you have it. You had the pleasure of having a son. Now you are experiencing the pain of losing the son. So now you are ready to hear the spiritual knowledge." And here also we see that how that child was revived by Narad Muni and the child started speaking. And this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam where the child speaks, which father, has been imitated by most of us. And the result was quite bitter. I remember one devotee, after becoming a devotee first time, he came back to his parents and he said, I have just come from Hare Krishna temple and I am chanting Hare Krishna. And the parents said something and the first thing he said, "Which father and mother?" So again, imitation of the word spoken by the jiva will not give a desired result. So the point is, therefore, in devotional service, we have an unique relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna has a unique relationship with his devotees. And therefore, the spiritual instruction, the spiritual culture, when it is taken and utilized on the mundane platform, the result is very disastrous. We hear about separation and union. When there is a separation with Krishna, that separation intensifies the service attitude. One increases one's service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that there can be union. And when there is a union, that union also enhances the service. So either there is a separation or union, both separation and union, they actually unite us in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anything which is connected to Krishna, either it is mundane or spiritual, what does it do? It simply increases the quality of devotional service. But the same principles, when they are applied on the mundane platform, like we see, there is separation and union even on the mundane platform. But this separation of loved object or our beloved, what does it do? The separation in this mundane world causes forgetfulness. How long can we remember somebody? As the time passes, if you are separated with the person, as the time passes, the forgetfulness becomes very prominent. Eventually you forget that person. And if by chance he comes back after many, many years, it takes some time to recognize. He has to say, you know, we met here, like as we were in Delhi a few days back, and one devotee was mentioning that he met one devotee after many years and in a different attire. He said, do you recognize me? He had to force himself to identify him, this person. And then he said, oh, right, I now recognize. And sometimes you have to act. Gopinathpur always says that. Sometimes you have to act. Yeah, I recognize you very well. Huh? Even though there is some kind of confusion, do I recognize him? Really, who is he? Where did I meet him? So this separation in this mundane world has the power to cause forgetfulness. And union causes boredom. When there is a union, when we meet the same person for a long time, we are bored, and then he is exposed of his bad qualities. Like someone is saying that when two people meet, especially when young boy and young girl meet, they are always thinking, how can I meet her? How can I meet him? And they get married, they start staying together, they use the same word. No, the word they use is, how can I stay without her or him? Always scheming how to be united. And then eventually they get married, they stay together, they use the same word. How can I stay without her and him? Now they are scheming how to stay away from each other. So union, unfortunately in this mundane world, causes boredom, exposure of one's bad qualities. Srila Prabhupada, one of his lectures, he said, humility, when we talk about humility, that humility has to be applied in the principle of devotional service. Humility should be only applied to, in relation to devotional service. Otherwise, without Krishna, this quality has no value. Without Krishna, all these qualities are valueless. So similarly, meeting Krishna without the purpose of serving is a mundane affair. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains, trying to meet Krishna, trying to have the vision of the Supreme Lord, without having the qualification, is a demonic concept. I want to see God. But why you want to see God? What will you do after seeing God? It's a mundane concept, that having the desire to see God, without having the qualification, Prabhupada explains, it's a very demoniac. Hiranyakashipu wanted to see Krishna. But what was the intention of seeing Krishna? He saw Krishna. Very beautifully explained in the 7th canto. How minutely he saw Krishna as Lord Narasingdev. And Sukadeva Goswami explains the seeing of Hiranyakashipu. Everything he saw minutely. But what was the intention? the intention was to kill Krishna. In the Ramayana, one South Indian Vaishnava explains, when the monkeys were fighting and they were defeating the army of Ravan, and there was some kind of pride, oh, Lord Ram requires our help, and because of us, he is becoming victorious. And always a devotee goes through this kind of, you know, obstacles in his spiritual path. And then, next day, Ravan came and he brought his vast army. This army was as big as the ocean, limitless. They could not see the end of the army. And these were not like the monkeys, they are like giant demons, very powerful demons, approaching the monkey army. And when the monkeys saw this vast army of Ravan, they realized their position, they started running away from there. They escaped from there, calling out the names of Lord Ram. And when Lord Ram saw that army, very beautiful thing. What Lord Ram did was, by his power of Maya, he made every other soldier look like Lord Ram. Now just imagine, for a devotee, this concept of seeing Ram everywhere is the height of our spiritual perfection. We can only see Lord Ram on the altar. We don't have the vision of seeing Lord Ram everywhere. Now here, Lord Ram, by his own desire, he created Ram in the opposing soldier. The demons were seeing Lord Ram everywhere. But what was the intention? Oh, now it's so easily accessible for us to kill it. So they took their weapons and they started chopping Lord Ram. That's what they felt. And within no time, the entire Ravana army was emptied. They're only dead bodies. So therefore, even though they saw Lord Ram unlimitedly, not localized, all-pervading, not the all-pervading of Brahman effulgence, but all-pervading the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a nice facilities they had to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they could not. Why? Because their seeing of Lord Ram had the material intention. And because they had the material intention, they could not take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here, how Narad Muni and Angira Muni are preparing Chitraketu Maharaj to see Krishna. Very systematically, going through all the obstacles, overcoming all the obstacles, hearing proper instructions and giving certain process. Again, a very unique process was given to Chitraketu Maharaj by Narad Muni and promising within 7 days you will see Lord Anantadev. Just imagine, Muchkunda saw Krishna, but the Lord said, okay, you have seen me, but you will not attain me in this lifetime. You'll have to come back another birth and attend me. So Krishna gives different instruction to different devotees according to his free will. That is the actions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, spiritual life, when we practice Krishna consciousness, even though we are practicing Krishna consciousness in a community, in a very organized way, sadhana bhakti, but within sadhana bhakti also, there is a facility for every devotee to practice it in his own style, in his own unique way. According to one's background, according to one's karma, he has a special relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna will reciprocate with his devotee in a very unique way. Like one devotee told me this story, it's a true story. That how Krishna can reciprocate with his, apparently he was not a devotee. This happened in either Ranchod Rai's temple or in Shinaji's temple. There was a burglar and he was a very famous burglar. He had robbed everybody, the landlord, the king, the rich people, the poor people. He was very dexterous, very expert in stealing people. And nobody could catch him. And somebody asked him, you are robbing everybody. Why not rob Shinaji? He is the master of Lakshmi. He has all the wealth. He said, good idea. I will rob him also. And he had the expertise. Again, that expertise was given by the Lord. So, with all that security, he very expertly entered into the altar of Lord Shinaji when Shinaji was resting. The Lord was resting. And this person came, you know, he's standing very close to the altar. He started observing. The Lord was wearing his nightgown, no ornaments. And he said, what should I steal? Because he has told me, steal Shinaji, rob him. But there are no ornaments. Then he saw the golden umbrella over Shinaji. He said, I have to steal it. But how will I steal? There were no tables. So he decided to climb on the hands of the Lord. The Lord is just like standing like this. It's a good step for a robber. Very casually, he put his foot on the hands of the Lord and he climbed up. When he climbed up, he heard smiling, a laughter. And he said, he was shocked to see, he was shocked to hear this laughter, and he saw the Lord was laughing at him. And the Lord said, I am so pleased with you. It's in Hindi, that devotee told me this story in Hindi. He said, log mujhe tel chadate hai, karpur chadate hai, phal chadate hai, lekin aapne apne aap ko chada liya. So now, you know, these kind of stories are there. They are not humorous story. Now that is how Krishna accepted his service. That was up to Krishna to accept that as a service. And took him back to the spiritual world. A burglar went back to the spiritual world simply by climbing on the hands of Lord for robbing him. But if we, imitating that story, try to do it, then we will also be taken, but not to the spiritual world, but to the hellish planet. So therefore, you know, this story was quite amusing for me when I heard this story. One devotee from Gujarat, he told. It's a true story. That's a part of the Mahatmya. Either Shinaji or Ranchoji, I don't know exactly. So Krishna reciprocates in a unique way. Therefore, when we read these stories in the Shastras, a unique story, it is not meant for us to imitate those stories, but to be inspired by that story. And with that inspiration, when we practice our devotional service, as given by our teacher, the proper procedure of practicing Krishna consciousness, and then as we go on practicing our devotional service, chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Under the guidance of Guru, under the guidance of the devotees, in a very unique way, then bhakti becomes very natural. It does not become suffocating. It does not become burdensome. And then we can actually see Krishna. And when we see Krishna, what do? Then the next step. After seeing Krishna, then actual devotional service begins. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it does not stop. It is not monotonous. It is not boring. Krishna is seeing me. I am seeing Krishna. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami explains, even that is very dynamic. Just simply seeing each other, Krishna and his devotee, so dynamic. The affection of the Lord towards his devotee increases, and his devotee's affection for the Lord increases. The Lord's beauty increases, and the experience of Lord's beauty experienced by the devotee, it keeps on increasing. And what to speak of when a devotee starts rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that condition. Therefore, Golok Vrindavan is the place where there is greater dynamics, greater intensity in rendering service to the Lord. And even in the spiritual realm, in connection with Krishna, there is separation and there is union. Like Acharya say that the demons do not exist in the spiritual world, because demons only are there in the mundane, Bhauma Vrindavan. But in the spiritual realm, Sanatana Goswami explains, there is a rumor of demons coming. And rumor is much greater than factuality. When the factual things happen, you know, you face it as it is. But when there are rumors, they can create greater excitement. You keep on talking about them, you preparing about it. So in Golok Vrindavan, even though demons are not there, there is a rumors of demons. Therefore, all the devotees of the Lord, they are preparing to protect Krishna with a greater intensity. In the third canto of the Bhagavad, we read that even though there is no dust in the Vaikuntha planet, the inhabitants of the Vaikuntha Loka, they are continually dusting. Now you can imagine, if there is no dust and you dust, there is no fun. But again, it's a mundane concept. But in the spiritual world, even though there is no dust, it is not like, you know, the people in the spiritual world have a phobia of cleaning. Sometimes we see people, you know, they keep cleaning all the time, again and again. Even though everything is clean, they have to keep cleaning it, keep rubbing it. It's a disease. But in the spiritual realm, it is not like that. And we can't understand it, because it is beyond the mundane understanding. One has to go there and experience it. Like somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, what is being in the spiritual world? What it is like being in the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, you have to go there and you have to ask Krishna and you have to relate with Krishna. So therefore here, Chitraketu Maharaj, you know, so nice that he is going to meet the Lord in a very unique way. And because he met the Lord in a very unique way, orchestrated by Angira Muni and Narada Muni, when things went against him, now losing your son is one thing, but being cursed hurts your false ego more. Just like in Draupadi's case also, we were discussing, like when Draupadi was hurt by these Kauravas, they didn't kill anybody. They touched her chastity. When they touched her chastity, they tried to destroy her chastity. Naturally, that is more painful than killing a son. Because for a chaste woman, what she has is her property, is her chastity. And they tried to disrobe her chastity. And therefore, Draupadi became so angry. In fact, in the Mahabharata, there is a long description of she arguing with Yudhishthira Maharaj, proving that punishment is greater than forgiveness. Pages after pages, she is convincing Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is trying to convince her, no, no, forgiveness is greater. And she is convincing, no, punishment is greater. And eventually she turned to be true, because Krishna took her side. And Krishna destroyed the entire Kauravas. And on the other hand, the Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, he created apparently greater crime than simply, you know, trying to disrobe by killing her sons and finishing off the entire dynasty of the Pandavas. But what was the reaction? Her reaction was, forgive. No, he is a son of a Brahmana, he is your teacher. She didn't react in the same fashion. She acted in a different way. Why did I tell this story? What was the point? Devotees react in a different way with a different situation. So here Draupadi, she completely reacted in a different way. She didn't react in the same fashion. She acted differently with the Kauravas. She acted differently with Ashwatthama, inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore here, Chitraketu Maharaj, when he lost his son, he reacted differently. Because that time he was a very stereotype devotee. He acted naturally like any conditioned soul acts. And that was the first instruction given by Angira Muni. He said, you are a Mahapurusha, and Prabhupada translate Mahapurusha as the great devotee. Even though you are a great devotee, you are lamenting for which you are not supposed to lament. It is not desirable from you. And then Chitraketu Maharaj was converted. He became a really pure devotee. And then when things went against him, Mother Parvati wrongly cursed him. There was no need for her to curse like that. He was cursed to become a Brahma Rakshas. Just imagine being an eternal associate of the Lord, always roaming. He had a unique position. We will aspire for that. All sense gratification, but at the same time, complete remembrance of Lord Krishna. Huh? What a benediction. Usually if you want to remember Krishna, you have to give up all the material connections. And if you want a material sense gratification, you cannot remember Krishna. Chitraketu Maharaj was the only, again, unique devotee. Unique benediction was given to him that he can have unlimited sense gratification. But in that unlimited sense gratification, there is a constant remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just imagine, we will try to have that kind of benediction. So he was given that benediction by Lord Vishnu, Lord Anantadev, but suddenly Mother Parvati cursed him for apparently none of his faults to become a Brahma Rakshas. She condemned him, saying that you are not a proper devotee of the Lord, and become a Brahma Rakshas. And Chitraketu Maharaj became a Brahma Rakshas. But because his meeting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead had a spiritual significance, there was transformation of the heart in devotional service, and therefore when he became a demon, his consciousness did not change. He was simply awaiting for his departure back to the spiritual world, hoping to see Krishna, hoping to see Krishna's devotees, and at the same time wanting to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the perfection of the meeting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The perfection of meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when the things go against us, it will happen. It happened with Parikshit Maharaj, it happened with Mother Kunti, it happened with Yudhishthira Maharaj, it happened with Dhruva Maharaj, it happened with all the devotees, it happened with all the Vrajvasis in Vrindavan. Being with Krishna gave them greater pain, which is not experienced by any mundane person. But what was their reaction to that? Their reaction was, they increased their service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the sum and substance of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our goal is not to see Krishna, our goal is to serve Krishna. And if by Krishna's grace, by the grace of Guru, even if we see Krishna, our seeing of Krishna will be judged by what is our response to that seeing. And that is a continual devotional service, non-stop devotional service, as done by the Pandavas, as done by all other great devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.